Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Pod School. This time around, we're talking about podcasting for business. So we're looking at reasons why you might want to use a podcast to grow your business, grow your customers, and engage with people that you work with. So let's have a look at that. Let's get started. So first a proviso on this episode, we're going to be looking at why you might want to be podcasting in business, why podcasting can help you if you do run a business and want to gain customers, gain sales, that type of stuff. So that means it's not for everyone. There's a lot of people out there podcasting for a couple of different reasons. I've always worked in the past with people in education. So podcasting and education is a big area. And that was where my background was years back. I'm now working with a lot of people using podcasting for business. So that's why we'll talk about that today and why there'll be a lot of coverage of that in sort of ensuing episodes. But I do know that it's not of interest to everyone. There's also plenty of people that podcast just for a hobby. They talk about something they're interested in. They've got no intention of making money from it. They just enjoy getting their voice out there. So if you're in either the education or the hobby camp, then you might want to miss this episode out. On the other hand, either camp might or could earn money from their podcasts in future, so it might be someone worth listening to. Plus, especially if you're in education, a lot of the benefits for business also apply to education because, and I always try and get this across to educators when I'm working in higher education with universities and the like, as a teacher, you're selling in some way or another. You're selling material, you're selling content, you're selling what you're learning. So a lot of what applies to sales, to business, actually applies to education and teaching as well. So don't turn off immediately, only if you want to. So just that warning, get that warning out of the way in the first place. So to start off with, podcasts for business, it's something you might want to think about. And one of the big reasons is that it's pretty obvious that podcasts are getting a lot more popular these days. I wonder why that is. There's a lot of stats out there. I'm not going to quote any because I essentially don't have the time to look into the validity of them. And as an ex-academic or a current academic, but doing business too, I don't like to quote stats that I can't verify. But there's a pretty universal agreement that podcasting is exploding and it's becoming a lot more popular these days. Certainly anecdotally, I've seen a lot of people taking up podcasting in the last year or two that haven't in the past. A lot more people listening to it. I think one of the big reasons for that is the explosion of smartphones as well. Nowadays, there's no need for a computer to listen to podcasts. Used to be when I first started listening to podcasts about 4 or 5 years ago, longer than that actually, I think, that you would have to get on iTunes or get on a podcatcher of some sort, subscribe to podcasts, download them to your PC, and then copy them over manually to some sort of MP3 player. Pretty sure when I started out, I was copying them over MP3s file by file into my MP3 player. And there was all sorts of troubles with that as well. The fact that it didn't remember where you'd stopped listening the last time. There was no way of it telling which podcast you'd listened to, all that type of stuff. But these days, with iTunes and even with the new podcasting app with Apple on the iPhone, plus a whole ton of Android podcasting apps that are really, really good. These days it's so automated. All you do is subscribe to a podcast and from then on the app handles it for you. It remembers where you were listening to, where you were up to listening to last. It deletes ones that you've listened to already. It downloads podcasts that you have just recently been released that you subscribe to. So just the fact that smartphones and apps in general have made podcasting so much easier these days, I think is a huge part of the growth in podcasting. And the more and more people get smartphones, the better these apps get, the more people are going to be listening to podcasts. And all of that contributes to the fact that I think it's really hard to ignore from a business perspective these days. When you've got so many people out there listening to that medium and when it's so easy to get into it, then it would be stupid to ignore it. And I'll go through all the reasons why podcasts, once you have got somebody listening to them, why there's a big advantage over other mediums of communicating with your customers. So let's go through them. I've got about six or seven reasons why podcasts are really useful to businesses in particular. So the number one reason, and the big one I think, is that nothing engages audiences like a podcast. I think that, there's some arguments to this, but in my opinion, so feel free to send me some feedback and argue with this, but in my opinion, podcasts are better than both text and video. Now, I think they're better than text material because a voice is so much more personable than text. It's intimate. It's like somebody speaking right into your head. And you can hear my voice. You can hear the emotions behind it. You can hear a little bit of personality. You can form a picture of somebody in your head when you hear their voice. And it builds a relationship that makes you want to keep listening. It makes you think that you know that person. And if you know somebody, you tend to trust them, or you will trust them more, and you're much more likely to buy from them. Or even if not buy from them, you're much more likely to start to engage with them. And as soon as you've got customers engaging with you, that's when you can start to get them into your sales funnel. You can encourage them to become paying customers and move them up towards being fanatical fans. I think all of that's enhanced a little bit as well by the transparency that's intrinsic in podcasting. When you're talking, like I say, you hear emotions, it's really hard to hide emotions or how you're feeling. There's a guy I listen to, one podcaster, really big in the internet marketing area, called Pat Flynn. He talks, he is up to around 100 episodes right now, and he's got a huge following. And a lot of his success comes from the fact that he talks about his life. It comes across really genuine. And that just wouldn't be the same in text. You can hear him speaking about things. He doesn't just talk about the business side of things, the marketing side of things. He talks about what's going on in his life at that moment. When he's actually down, you hear him sounding a little bit sad. When he's really passionate and happy about something, you hear that through his voice. And I think that is the number one reason to me why podcasts are such a valuable medium, because of that engagement, because of that relationship that they help build. And I said at the start, there's a little bit of argument, because some people would argue that videos are more engaging, because not only can you hear voice, you can see a person as well. But I think there's a few reasons why podcasting is better than video. Not for every situation. Video can be better for certain things, for example, like really learning particular skills. But I think in a lot of cases, podcasting is better. And actually, I'll go into a lot of them in my kind of following reasons. So I won't go into that right now, but I'll come out in a little while. So next one. Number two, the reason that I think podcasting is really useful to business is attention. It's very similar to engagement in a way, but I think attention, particularly, I'm referring to the fact that you don't skim it like reading on the web. So you could write a blog post, but it just wouldn't get the same amount of attention because people can skim over it. People tend to read on the web in a skimming manner. They'll skip through, they'll look at headers, they'll pick little bits that they want to listen to read, and then they'll read that bit as opposed to read the whole thing. But with a podcast, you're listening, you're speaking to that person, and they'll listen to it at a normal pace. They're possibly doing something else, which can divide attention. Arguably, people use it as a background medium, but often it's when they're doing something that doesn't take up too much attention. And it's certainly the only medium, and this is where I think podcasting beats out video too, is the fact that podcasting is one of the only mediums that you will get somebody's attention for an hour or more. And you can't imagine somebody sitting and watching a video on their PC, sitting in front of the screen in the same seat, just watching a video for over an hour. But with podcasts, you get people listening for more than an hour. I tend to advocate keeping podcast episodes short as possible. So as short as possible to get across the point that you're giving, and which is why my podcast episodes tend to be quite variable between 10 and 30 minutes or so. Because if I can get my point across in 10 minutes, then I'm not going to pad it out to make it longer. If it takes 30 minutes, then that's fine. But a lot of podcast episodes, especially when it's a group speaking, can go for an hour, can go for 2 hours, 3 hours even sometimes. And I've found myself with some of the podcasts that I really enjoy listening to, I can easily listen for 2 to 3 hours over a few different listening sessions. I may not listen to it all at once, but I will give that podcast that attention for that length of time. And I think it's because you can do other things at the same time. So I can listen to somebody speaking, I can listen to somebody talking about a topic while I'm washing the dishes, while I'm going for a walk, while I'm driving to work, that type of stuff. And I think the fact that you can do that, well, actually, this leads on to number three. The next reason I think podcasting is great is because of the flexibility. And it's because you can listen to things while you're doing something else. It's on-the-go consumption. I mean, so much of our time in our life is wasted. Like, you're sitting in a bus for half an hour, you've not got a book with you, so you're just basically sitting there staring into space. You go to the dentist, you go to the doctor, you're booked in for like 10 minutes past 10 in the morning, but actually it takes them half an hour to get to you. You've got half an hour there that you're doing absolutely nothing. Whereas I tend to always have my phone with me and my headphones. I'll always have them in my pocket. So at these points, I will stick in my headphones and I'll listen to something. And it'll teach me something. So I'll actually use that wasted time to actually listen to something, to learn something, to build more of a relationship with the person that is producing that podcast. So I mentioned Pat Flynn a minute ago. He'll be speaking to me when I'm sitting in the doctor's waiting room, and I'll be learning from him and gaining more trust for him. So next time he tries to sell a product or next time he recommends to do something, I'm much more likely to do it because I'm building that trust with him, and he's given me something of value, so I'm happy to pay him back for that. So that was kind of two points mashed into one. I think that podcasting is the one medium where you get so much attention that you can just get across to people loads of information, loads of value, and build that relationship. And then the flexibility is as well. The flexibility available with podcasting, the fact you can do it with other stuff, means that people listen to podcasts more. They will listen to a podcast, like if you're the only podcast they listen to, they'll give you much more of their week than would a video, because of the fact that they have to be tied to their PC, tied to whatever it is, that sit down and actually watch a video. So they're much less likely to do that than they are to just stick a podcast in their ear while they're out going for a walk. So next point, I think number four, another reason why podcasting is really good for business is that the simple fact that it's cutting edge. It shows you're up and coming. It shows you're innovative. There was an article I read in the Social Media Examiner. That's Michael Stelzner's output. A study there showed that about 3% of marketers were using podcasts. Now, that is a tiny percentage. So of all the marketers in the world who are selling products, who are pushing businesses, only 3% of them are using podcasts. Now compare that to blogs. I have no idea what the percentage are that are using blogs, but I'd imagine it's close to 100%. It's going to be way up there. So trying to get your word out in blogging, or say social media, trying to get your word out on Facebook or on Twitter is hard because they're noisy mediums. Every other marketer's out there selling the same products. There's tons of competition. But podcasting, while it's not new, podcasting's been around for years now, it's still a really open medium. And I think that's because people perceive that there's a barrier there because you need some kit, you need to speak, you need to do the recording, the editing, and that type of stuff. But actually, as you'll find out in the episodes that I'm going to record in a while, future episodes of this podcast, I'll teach you how to do it really easily and simply. Creating a podcast is actually a really easy, simple thing to do. So the barrier that people see is not half as big as they think. So you should get in early while podcasting still is cutting edge, while it's still not noisy and people will pick you up. There's much less competition to become famous in your space, to become big in your space, because it's still seen as new, it's still seen as innovative, it's still seen as hard to get into. So by taking part in podcasting, essentially, you're going to make your business seem cutting edge, seem right up there and popular with the masses. Leading on from that, you'll find that if you search for podcasts in your area, there are still a lot of topics that have very little coverage. I mean, if you look around on the web, you try and find whatever you're into, say you're selling fly fishing equipment, it's quite a small niche. It's probably not, it's a small niche by a lot of measures, but I bet you anything, if you search on the web for that, there'll be tons of websites selling that type of stuff, tons of websites talking about fly fishing, talking about how to do it. But it might be that you can't find a podcast episode on that. I haven't confirmed that, so I'm not sure. But a lot of niches still don't have podcasts covering them. So it might be that if you just create a podcast, doesn't matter how good it is, doesn't matter what you do, you might be the only person in that area. There is still that, because podcasting is still so kind of cutting edge, there's still a chance to be the market leader with very little work just by getting in on a topic that's not covered at the moment. So anyway, if that's not a reason to get into podcasting, I'm not sure what is. It's such an easy way to get in front of people with very little competition at the moment. So next point, I think number five here, and that's, I suppose this is a bit of a science bit, but people, I'm going to talk about learning styles now. This is around sort of an educational science subject, but there's talk of, it's Howard Gardner from Harvard introduced the idea of multiple intelligences years back. And it talks about the fact that some people are better, well, there are different types of intelligences. Some people are word intelligent, some people are speech intelligent, some people are visually intelligent, some people are emotionally intelligent. And podcasting caters to a new, different type of intelligence than writing or even video, because people can hear, people can listen, and some people learn better by listening. So by creating a podcast, if you're teaching a subject or you're just getting information out there, certain types of people can process that much more easily and much better than they can by reading. So by creating a podcast, you are much more closely catering to a certain group of your audience that just learn better that way or process things better that way. And if you do that, then they're much more likely to like you, to trust you, to keep listening, and then to build a relationship with your business, buy stuff in the future, or just come in and actually communicate with you and give you a chance to show them what you offer. So next one, number six, and that's credibility. I think because podcasting is still in its infancy, really, even though it's been around for years, it's still really a developing medium. If you create one that sounds reasonably good, and even only a little bit of audio production, you'll instantly sound really professional. It's going back a little bit to the cutting edge area, but a little bit different in the fact that if you're in that early, people are automatically impressed. I know people in the industries that I work in, so web design, for example, web development, internet marketing, and education, so in higher education as well. And they've become famous through their podcasts. And that's actually still easy to achieve in small communities. I talked about the niche thing earlier on. You can get into those niches. You can be the first there, and you could become a thought leader in those niches really easily. People will listen to you and they'll talk about you and your opinions, and they'll actually promote you because you're the one that was first there, because you're there. It builds your credibility and helps you push your brand out to customers that you want to reach. So number seven, nearly there, second last one. And this one is that podcasting will increase your exposure. And it does that because podcasting is a different medium, it's audio, it can't be found on Google essentially, but you can list on a different range of search engines, so it's a whole new range of search engines, for example iTunes. So the iTunes store is probably the biggest catalogue of podcasts out there, but there's loads other as well. There's Stitcher's a similar thing, and there's tons more. There's a range of search engines, a range of podcast distribution methods that you can then get listed on. And these are all different ways for people to find you. If you've got a podcast, you can get on them really easily. And obviously, the more places you can be found, the more likely you are to get new customers, the more likely you are to reach new people. You can even really easily repurpose podcasts to be found on YouTube. And as you probably know, YouTube's the second largest search engine in the world. So people search on YouTube for all sorts of topics, and video works really well for promotion. So if you record a podcast, you can easily just create a really simple slideshow to go alongside it, put the two together, and then suddenly you've got a video which works really well for promoting your business and promoting your products. So yeah, if nothing else, if you create a podcast, you'll get to more people just through exposure through new search engines. Okay, and the last one, number eight, it can work for any niche. I get a lot of people talking about the fact that they think podcasting won't work for their topic. They think that it's too niche, they think it's too boring, or that possibly it needs more visual elements than is offered by podcasting. But essentially, whatever you sell, whatever you do, whatever your service is, you have customers. I say, unless, of course, you're brand new and you haven't got any customers yet, you haven't sold anything yet. But I'm thinking of people who are in business already, want to promote their business. They already have customers paying for their topic. No matter how boring it might seem to some, those people that are paying for your product love it. They only pay for it because they like it. They're interested in what you offer. So you can always find stuff to talk about around that type of topic, around that type of product. If somebody's buying it, they want to hear more about it. So they'll listen to it, they'll become fans, they'll contribute to your podcast. It's actually a great way to get topic for really small niche areas, is to get your customers involved. Customers love to be asked, they love to think that they're becoming a little bit famous by getting on your podcast. So you can get them involved and they can help you create topics for your podcast. If you're struggling to think of topics because you're quite a niche area, after 10 episodes or whatever, get in touch with your customers, ask them what they want to hear. They'll tell you, and then you can create stuff that's really tailored and suited to them. Also, the argument about the visual elements of it. Yes, podcasts don't have visuals to them. And therefore, as I mentioned earlier, video can be slightly better, or a lot better, for teaching certain things. If it's a really visual skill, it might be a lot easier to show somebody rather than tell them about it. But it doesn't mean you can't talk about those skills. It doesn't mean you can't discuss which ones are more useful, which ones are more relevant, and then direct people to a video. You can create a video that accompanies the podcast, and then that podcast can build the engagement that then drives people to the video on your website, and that gets people into your sales funnel on your website and can start to turn those listeners into real paying customers. So that's all of my reasons why podcasting is great for business. And I know there's tons more, but that's the main ones that I think of when I talk to people about using podcasts within their business. I think that it's something that a lot of people are put off by because of the technical aspects. But that, as I said earlier, creates that barrier that stops it being so accessible and makes it so much more valuable if you do get into it. So all I can do is encourage you to listen to the episodes to come, the rest of this series on beginners podcasting, and learn how to do it, see how easy it is, and then get a podcast out there around your business. Just let you reach so many more people that can buy your products and get to trust and like you. So I hope you enjoyed that and you found it useful for persuading you to get into podcasting. I'd love to hear what you think though, so get in touch. Send me an email at colin@podcasthost.com, or you can get in touch on Twitter at @thepodcasthost, or just leave a comment on the show notes for this episode. You'll find it on the website where you probably downloaded this from, or if you just search for thepodcasthost.com/podschool, you'll find it there. So thanks again for listening, and hope to see you in the next episode.